Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek in studio for Food for Thought on this Friday afternoon. And I am very happy to welcome Roseanne Plant, who is the crowned Mrs. Iowa. Hello, welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on Food for Thought.
Well, I heard you on Dwayne Kreienbrink's interview on Monday, and I thought this would be a great fit for Food for Thought because, first of all, you're a master gardener.
I am for 11 years now, and I have my 500-hour lifetime achievement pin.
Why did you want to become a master gardener?
Well, when I was a child, both my godparents that were like grandparents to me and my grandmother both had large gardens, as did a lot of people. And I was allowed to work with them in the garden and plant and experiment. And then I put that hobby away when I grew up. And when I became an attorney, I really needed a stress outlet. And I also took over my grandmother's home when she went into the nursing home, and her garden had fallen into disarray. And so my first garden was restoring the garden we had worked on together when I was a child. And I restored that cottage garden. So I had antique peonies that were 50 years old. And where the flowers had died, I researched what she had there and brought them back to life. I replanted new rose bushes, those sort of things. And then I started a vegetable garden. So as I got into it, I realized I needed some knowledge and some education, and I sought out the Master Gardener program and took the classes.
And one of your initiatives, which I think is wonderful, is to help out the folks at the Gospel Mission, the soup kitchen.
Yes, yes. I have worked with them for many years in the classroom doing service learning and service projects. But last summer, my husband and I, we moved to an acreage, and it was our first year of planting a garden. We didn't know what was going to work. And so we planted a lot, hoping half would work, and it all worked. So we had literally hundreds of pounds of produce and two people. We started to call the Gospel Mission and say, would you like some of this produce for your soup kitchen? They provide three meals a day, 365 days a year. And they said yes. And they also distributed to 9 other agencies in Sioux City that feed the hungry. So we donated just about 1,000 pounds of food, just at 1,000 pounds. And that was everything from early in the spring, plums and apples, all the way through the fall with pumpkins and gourds and squashes that we provided them. So, and they found it to be very helpful. And when I was crowned Mrs. Iowa and asked to have a platform, of course I wanted it to be gardening. And I wanted to also add to the platform by doing a service project in the state and in the community. And that's why I contacted them and said, can I have a program where I recruit 99 other people to do this? So 99 plus my husband and I is 100. 100 green ambassadors. So we'll be doing this all season. People will be planting either a plant or a row. And then all that food will be taken to the Gospel Mission where we'll weigh it and track it. And then at the end of the year, we'll know how much we've donated. And then that will also go to Iowa State Extension for their statewide project, food scarcity they're tracking, and also Ample Harvest will be tracking that, which is my national platform partner.
And what is it exactly we're asking folks to do? I mean, I know we have a lot of master gardeners who listen to this station and a lot of people who are avid gardeners.
Yes. Well, first of all, you don't have to have an acreage. You don't have to plant an entire extra area of your garden like my husband and I are doing. It can be a tomato plant in a pot on your deck. So it's as much as somebody wants to do. If you want to plant several sections of your garden and just plant an extra row for the Gospel Mission for the Green Ambassadors, like say you do 10 rows of potatoes and you do the 11th row for the Gospel Mission. It just anything extra you would like to pledge. Or if you're not sure how your crop will turn out and you want to see, that's fine. They can contact me. And if they have a ton of cucumbers like we had last year, they can say, okay, it's the cucumbers I'm picking to donate. So it's low stress. And whatever people would like to donate, we are more than welcome. We want this to be a fun activity. I'm going to offer to come out to people's yards and help them and give consultations. We're going to have a fun Garden of the Week contest where I will visit, and there'll be a traveling crown trophy that you can display, like Yard of the Month. It'll be Garden of the Week and the traveling crown trophy. And we may even do some fun contests like who turns in the most produce, and they'll get a surprise, a gift from Mrs. Iowa.
Well, I think that's wonderful. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about prolific vegetables, certainly zucchini,
yes.
Cucumber. Have you ever, and this is my favorite question to ask people, especially master gardeners.
Yes.
Have you ever planted okra?
I have. Not only have I planted it, but I believe about 10 years ago, I grew the largest one in Woodbury County, and I won the blue ribbon for the largest okra grown in the county.
Oh, my goodness.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I planted a number of okra plants in my garden, and it just completely took over, and they just kept producing, and they kept getting taller and taller. Mm-hmm. It was really an interesting summer, and I have to say it really did kind of run out of recipes for okra after a while.
Well, they're great stir fries. They're great pickled. I have mm-hmm. a pickled recipe, but I think they're a very misunderstood vegetable, very underrated.
Well, they have kind of a little bit of a oily mm-hmm. substance to them, and I mm-hmm. made some soups, and there was this kind of little oily stuff, but they're really right. good fried,
yes,
as you said, mm-hmm. with tomatoes.
Yes, very good. Yes. Mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. So for more information about your program, which is benefiting the Sioux City Gospel Mission, again, tell people what they need to do.
Well, they can contact me directly. And my number is 712-251-6113. That's 712-251-6113. Or they can find me on Facebook at Roseanne Linhart Plant, Mrs. Iowa International 2016. I am also on Instagram at Mrs. Iowa International 2016, and also Twitter. So if they just do any kind of Google search, all three of those things will pop up. They can contact me or PM me, personal message me, and I will get right back to them.
Well, all I can say is two things. You must be having the time of your life, and your husband must be a very patient man.
He is. He's very understanding, and I have to say that it was his idea when we had the 1,000 pounds of vegetables. He said, we should have a gospel mission garden next year. So when all the pageant materials came and I had to have a platform, he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I think I'm going to use your idea for a service project. So it's his idea that I'm doing. So this is a team effort, and I could not have the garden I have, which is almost 2 acres on our acreage, without Chad. It is definitely a team effort. And he has his interests. He collects antique tractors. And so he also loves to have an excuse to use them.
And we're wishing you well as you work your way to the final competition. Do you
yes.
want to talk a little bit about
yes.
that in July?
Yes, I'll be going to Mrs. International in July for a week. That's the week of July 18th, and I'll arrive for orientation on the 18th. Chad will come approximately 3 days later, and the husbands are involved in the evening gown competition where they escort their wives. And I will be making appearances around Jacksonville with not only 49 other state title holders, but it's Mrs. International because there'll be 10 to 12 international title holders as well. So it's really the equivalent of Miss Universe, but for married ladies. And then we will have rehearsals. On Thursday, we have a red carpet event. Our national platform is Go Red for Women. So we have a big silent auction where we each will bring a gift basket or something to auction off. So we have that red carpet event to raise money on Thursday night. We have our interviews on Thursday afternoon. Friday, our preliminaries, and Saturday, the new Mrs. International will be crowned. So it will be an exciting week.
Well, congratulations
Thank
and all
you.
The best in July. And I think you're doing a wonderful job representing our community. And I love your service projects.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for having me today on Food for Thought.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Roseanne Plant. I'm Gretchen Gondek on Food for Thought. Thank you for tuning in and have a great weekend.